Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 7:14-18. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 7, verse 14 to 18. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews there were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." My theme for reflection is the true source of truth. The true source of truth. How many of you have ever Googled something and immediately regretted trusting the first search result? You know, those times when you are trying to fix a leaking faucet and instead of solving the problem, you end up flooding the kitchen because the expert advice online wasn't so expert after all. Sometimes we are quick to trust the loudest or most impressive voices, thinking, surely they must know what they are talking about. But today's passage in John challenges us to consider a deeper question. What is the true source of wisdom and truth? In John 7:14-18, we find Jesus teaching at the Feast of Booths. Despite the initial skepticism of his brothers and the religious elite, Jesus steps into the temple courts and begins teaching. And what happens? His listeners are astonished. They marvel, saying, "How has this man become learned, having never been educated?" This reaction reveals their assumption. To speak the truth, you must first gain validation from the world's systems. But Jesus quickly dismantles this idea, declaring, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." Years ago, I met a man in my first parish of work in Cameroon who was an unassuming farmer. He had not gone to seminary or even completed formal schooling. Yet, when he opened the Bible and began to speak about God's word, people were moved to tears. Someone once asked him, "Where did you learn to teach like this?" His response was simple, "From the one who wrote the book." Jesus' authority did not come from human institutions. It came from his intimate connection with the Father. And just as the wisdom of the man in my short anecdote flowed from his relationship with God, so does ours when we lean on him as the source of truth. My dear friends, in today's world where authority often comes from titles, accolades, and social validation, Jesus offers a radically different perspective. In verse 16, he emphasizes that true authority originates not from human recognition, but from God. This principle reminds us to prioritize divine wisdom over worldly approval. As A.W. Tozer insightfully observed, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Jesus challenges us to seek him as the ultimate source of truth rather than chasing the fleeting affirmation of others. But how do we discern this truth? Jesus Christ provides the answer in verse 17. Spiritual understanding is tied to obedience. It is not merely about intellectual pursuit, it is about aligning our lives with God's will. Obedience, though often challenging, is transformative. Imagine following a complicated recipe. Skipping a crucial step might seem inconsequential at the moment, but the final result is always affected. Similarly, obeying God even when it feels inconvenient or counterintuitive unveils deeper truths and strengthens our faith. In verse 18, Jesus takes this further, distinguishing between true and false teachers. He explains that those who speak on their own authority seek personal glory, while those who seek God's glory are trustworthy. This invites us to critically evaluate the voices we follow. Do they point us to God, or are they glorifying themselves? Just as importantly, it challenges us to reflect on our own lives. Are we living for God's glory, or are we caught in the pursuit of self-promotion? As followers of Christ, we are called to live with a posture of humility and obedience, seeking to glorify God in all that we do. This way of living not only shapes our understanding of truth, but also deepens our relationship with the One who is the source of all wisdom and life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you seeking human validation instead of trusting in God's truth? Number two, how can you align your will more closely with God's, allowing Him to reveal His truth to you? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, the true teacher who speaks with authority from you. Forgive us for the times we have sought the approval of others instead of your truth. Teach us to obey your will, even when it is hard, and to seek your glory in all that we do. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.